All right, it is 8:40 on Tuesday morning. Time for Money in the Morning with Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial. Dave, good morning.
Good morning and Happy New Year, Paul.
We haven't done this in a while.
No, it feels like it's been a long time,
it
actually.
It's been indeed.
But a little bit of a break.
It was a nice break, nice holidays, and now it's over, and now we got to get back to the grind. And, you know, this time of year, it's all about, you know, new year, new you, you know, whether it's
it's New Year's resolution time, right?
Absolutely. So you got to make some...
It's only been a week. Hopefully nobody's been breaking their resolutions
that's right.
already.
That's right. We're easing into it a little bit, and you got to do that with your finances, too.
Yeah, I think, you know, when we flip over the new year, I think a lot of people like to make resolutions when it comes to their fitness goals or their travel goals and those types of things, and... You know, maybe now is a great time to set some New Year's resolutions for financial goals.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the ways to do that is to actually put pencil to paper and figure out how much money you've got coming in, how much money you've got going out.
Yeah, I think the first step, you know, if you're setting a financial resolution goal for this year, one of the first things you might want to think about doing is building a budget. And one of the things we talk about is it's very hard to get a good, clear snapshot of your financial picture unless you have a really good snapshot of your budget. And a budget doesn't have to be a hard, concrete thing. It, you know, budgets are meant to be flexible. And if we overspend in one category, we need to find a way to cut back on another category. So if our auto expenses are a little higher this month because we had an unexpected auto repair, well, maybe that month we got to cut back a little bit on our fun spending, our eating out, or our entertainment expenses. So budgets are not meant to be concrete, but they're meant to be a little bit flexible. But I think it's a very good idea to get a good idea of your budget going into the new year.
A lot of us racked up some credit card debt over the holidays. Time to start paying that down, isn't it?
Yeah, I think credit card debt and eliminating credit card debt would be a great financial resolution for the new year. You know, the average credit card borrower holds a little over $5,000 in credit cards. And, of course, we traditionally are paying some pretty high interest rates on those cards. And with the Federal Reserve raising rates, that's getting more expensive. So finding a way to pay off those credit card debts that you've accumulated would be a great idea for the new year.
I think that sometimes people use those credit cards for those emergencies like auto repairs, new furnace, you know, whatever emergency happens to happen, you grab for the credit card.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that we want to do, again, as we're thinking about what should we be doing for the new year, what kinds of resolutions should be setting. Having an emergency fund is a great idea. You know, usually what I recommend for clients is 3 to 6 months worth of their expenses set aside an emergency fund for another reason, just to have it sitting there so that we don't have to rely on the credit cards to do that. I think the Federal Reserve found that 40% of Americans can't cover a $400 emergency. And so what we want to do is make sure that we have some money sitting in a savings account. So when that unexpected auto repair happens, when the hot water heater goes or we need a new furnace, those types of things, we can afford to go into our savings account, pay for that out of our emergency fund. So having an emergency fund is a huge resolution I think most people should have.
Well, as long as we're talking about New Year's financial resolutions, I guess re-examining your retirement savings, if you have a retirement plan, take a look at it. If you don't have a plan, get on board with one, right?
Yep. Again, we're starting a new year. We're starting fresh. We're taking a new look at everything. And if you don't feel like you're on track for retirement, if you haven't started saving for retirement, now's a great time to do that. And I think starting with your 401k through your employer is always the first place that we want to start. You know, that allows you to take money from your paycheck each week or every 2 weeks and put it in on a pre-tax basis. And most employers match. So we want to take advantage of that match. You know, if our employer is matching the first 5% of our contributions, we want to make sure we're putting in 5% of our own money to get that match. You know, ultimately, that's free money that your employer is offering you, that if you're not contributing and you're not taking advantage of it, you're leaving free money on the table. So I think that's a great place for people to start, is to put money into their 401k. If you don't work somewhere that has a 401k, you can look at things like traditional IRAs, Roth IRAs. If you're a self-employed person, you can look at things like simples and SEPs. So there's a plan out there for everyone, and now's a great time to explore, you know, what plan's available to you and just get started.
Just like taking your temperature or your blood pressure or your pulse rate is intrinsic to your physical health, knowing your credit score is important for your financial health, isn't it?
Yeah, we talk about credit a lot, and there's a couple different avenues that we want to talk about. One is knowing your credit score. You know, the average FICO credit score hit an all-time high in April of 704, so the average American has a 700 credit score, which is a good credit score. If you factor in, the good credit scores range from, let's say, 7 to 750, and if you're over 750, that's at the higher end. That's the excellent range. But you know, knowing your credit score, as we've talked about before, applies to lots of things. It saves you money when you go to borrow money. The better your credit score, the lower the interest rates you're going to pay. It saves you money on things like your home and your auto insurance. Again, the higher the score, the lower your premiums. So it impacts different parts of our lives. And the other thing you want to think about is identity theft, right? We talk about that one a little bit too, and making sure that we're protecting ourselves. And one of the ways you can do that is you can, if you're one of these people that doesn't really use a lot of credit, maybe your house is paid off and you pay cash for your cars and you just don't use a lot of credit. You're just worried about somebody else getting access to your credit. There's a new law that was passed in September where you can do a credit freeze for free. So you can contact the big three credit bureaus and you can freeze your credit. And then they'll give you a PIN number. And if you ever need to unfreeze your credit, maybe you do want to go get a car loan, you can unfreeze your credit. But that protects you from getting your credit credit open to your name without you knowing it. So there are different avenues to that. But knowing your credit score, trying to improve your credit score, and also protect yourself from an identity thief is a huge part of something we want to look at for 2019.
And you can improve your credit score. You can do it pretty quickly and easily too, can't you?
You can. And if the credit score is not where you want it to be, you know, setting a resolution to find a way to bring that number up is a, you know, a smart thing to do. And ways you can do that is make sure you're paying your bills on time. Make sure that you're not overextending yourself and not overusing credit. So are there lots of ways you can do that. And of course, getting a copy of your credit report, which everybody can do once a year for free. You know, and taking a look to make sure everything that's on there is accurate for you and make sure there's no inaccuracies. And if there are, find a way to get those cleared up.
Paying down debt, we talked about credit card debt. Student loan debt is huge in this country too, isn't it?
Student loan debt is becoming a bigger problem all the time. And I think if you are carrying student loan debt, finding a way, just like your credit card debt, you know, establishing some sort of game plan to get that paid off as soon as possible, it would be a great idea. You know, you need to take a look at your loans. If you have multiple loans, maybe you have a game plan to attack one at a time. And traditionally what we look at is if we can attack the one with the highest interest rate first, and that's the way we'd want to go about that. So if we have three different student loans, if we prioritize them from highest interest rate to lowest interest rate, maybe what we look to do is pay the minimum on the lower interest rate ones and put all our extra each month on that higher interest rate one until it's paid off, and then just go at them one at a time. And I think there's always having a game plan and having a goal to get things paid off and is a great idea. So get rid of those credit cards, get rid of those student loans.
Yes, the only other aspect of financial resolutions we haven't really talked about is updating your will or establishing a will if you don't have one.
Yeah, so while we're setting those resolutions and we're going through the checklist, you know, and talking about your estate planning is not a really exciting thing, right? So You know, talking about your own mortality is usually something everybody's trying to avoid.
Right.
But at the end of the day, when you're a grown up, it's just certain things in life you have to do. And one of those is having a proper estate plan. And they don't have to be extravagant and they don't have to be costly. What you want to make sure, though, is everybody should. There's three main documents I think everybody should really explore having. One of them is a will. One of them is an advance directive. And one of them is a power of attorney. If you have those three documents on file, you have those completed, I think that's a great start to an estate plan. And we other thing is you just want to make sure you're reviewing them periodically, right? If you did one 20 years ago, there's a good chance that it needs to be updated, right? So I always tell clients every 4 or 5 years, just pull those documents out and review them. Make sure that they still accurately, you know, portray your wishes. And if they don't, think about getting them updated.
So we've given everybody a lot to think about as they approach this new year. And if they need somebody to help with any or all of these things, they can give you a call.
Absolutely. You can call my office. The phone number is 987-5370. Our office is located right downtown Port Huron. We're also online, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. There's a link to my webpage right on the WPHM homepage. So there's lots of ways to get in touch with my office.
All right. Well, like you said, Happy New Year, and we'll do it again next Tuesday.
Happy New Year, Paul.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial Money in the Morning on WPHM 849 now.